Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 28th edition. Got another fun 9-game slate on tap for you. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Saw some green screens in the Slack chat. It's always fun stuff. If you'd like to join the Slack chat, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. I'll get you in there, or I'll answer your questions, whatever you got. And join us in the free fantasy DJ Slack chat. Good stuff. All sports getting talked about, even prize picks. Yes, prize picks, folks. If you like DFS, which you probably do if you're listening to this, if you like gambling, which you probably do because you're listening to this, well, you get a DFS meets prop bets. It's a great way to play. You can do anywhere from 2+ picks. You can do flex picks. You can do all picks. And if you can do fantasy points, you can do different like props, like total bases, total strikeouts, but they have all the sports and you can intermingle. You can use a couple basketballs, some hockey, some baseball, all in your same set of picks, whatever works for you. And right now they're running an awesome promo. First off, if you're a new sign up, when you sign up, just use code Bubba to get you in the door. Helps me, helps you, everyone wins. And they're also doing up to $100 first-time deposit match, which is great. But they released it today. Their $1 million promo, folks. $1 million promo. You pick 5 player point totals. If you get one or more right, you win a prize. If you get all 5 correct, you're a millionaire. How to enter? New members sign up and make a deposit using promo code Bubba. Existing members refer a friend who deposits. You're entered to win. It's an absolute beautiful system we're talking about here. And if you want to know what the breakdowns are, let me get those for you because we're pulling those up right now. In this matchup, you pick 5 of 5 props correctly, you can win $1 million. All you have to do is deposit, like we said. 5 of 5 gets you $1 million. 4 of 5, 10K. 3 of 5, 1,000. 2 of 5, $100 free entry. 1 of 5, a $50 free entry. That's why all you got to do is get at least one right to win something. So you make your first deposit. You sign up using promo code Bubba. You make your first deposit. Boom. You're good to go. If you're already a member, you refer a friend. Boom. You're good to go. That simple, folks. Go check out Prize Picks promo code Bubba to make that happen. Also, if you like PGA DFS, and if you listen to the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, you're on Harris English this week, folks, because I had him everywhere. OAD, everything. We had a good week. Good week. So check it out on Monday as myself and Jesse will be previewing the Rocket Mortgage Classic and your season-long fantasy baseball over there at Benched with Bubba. 2 episodes a week for you. So come check out all the good stuff there. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Benched with Bubba. Lastly, rating review of MLB and DFS Quick Hits, Benched with Bubba. Always press all the good stuff. If you give a rate and review on iTunes, we'd truly, truly appreciate it. All right, 9-game slate. Cracking it all up for you here. Angels-Yankees, total of 10. Tigers-Indians, 9.5. Royals White Sox 10.5, Orioles Astros 9, Cubs Brewers 7, Twins White Sox 8, D-backs Cardinals 9, Pirates Rockies Coors Field Special 11, Giants Dodgers 7.5. So all the fun stuff and things on this slate to crack it all down for you. Don't you worry, but we don't have Colorado on the slate. I apologize for even bringing that up for some reason. I'm looking at DK. We don't have Colorado Pittsburgh on this slate. I don't know if they'll add it. That is bizarre as heck. I was like, I'm going over, I previewed it, and then all of a sudden I see Pirates and Colorado on the totals. And I'm like, that wasn't on there. So not on the slate. Keep that in mind. If you're on FanDuel, it should be over there, but not on DraftKings. Let's get to the pitching on this 9-game slate. Trevor Bauer leads the way at 10-9 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Bauer is having himself quite the season here. He's figured it out after like 3 or 4 rough starts, back-to-back 20-plus point performances. Goes up against the Giants, so he's put up 37 against in one start, went 6 1/3, 2 hits, no earned, 11 Ks. But that's the only time he's really faced him this year. We know he can get hit around. He got 3 home runs in his last start against San Diego, still struck out 10 to get the job done. Gave up 3 home runs a few starts back against St. Louis. He's given up three or more runs in four of his last five starts. So keep that in mind. He's not a bad play at 10-9 in a tournament. Not so sure I'd use him in cash. He is tournament viable at 10-9. I do like a little Giants action to be contrarian, but Bauer has been play at 10-9. I'd rather have the next couple guys, though. Freddy Peralta, 10-5, at home against the Chicago Cubs. Peralta's been nothing but outstanding of late. We've been using him pretty much every time he rolls out there, and he's been very, very good. So don't worry about going back to Peralta. You know, six or more Ks pretty much every start. He's got two earned runs or less in nine of his last 10 starts, six or more innings. He's doing everything you can imagine. Gets the Chicago Cubs offense that over the last month is striking out almost 29.9% of the time. That does not factor in Sunday's action against the Dodgers. You know, a lot of that was against Kershaw. But almost a 30% K rate versus righties. He's hitting a .184 with a .224 ISO. So they crush the baseball when they put it in play. But a .184 average, 82 WRC plus. Great spot here for Peralta at 10-5. Not to mention the fact even Anthony Rizzo left Sunday night's game with an injury, a lower back injury, likely out on Monday. We'll see. Phenomenal spot for Peralta at 10-5. He's one of my top options at pitcher on this slate. Lucas Giolito at 10-3 is a very good pivot off of Peralta if you want. He's a tougher matchup at home against the Minnesota Twins, but Gio's starting to get it going here. Six or more innings pitched in, let's see here, eight straight starts. He has one earned run or two earned runs or less in five of his last eight, seven or more Ks in five straight starts. He's starting to really get things going, over 100 pitches time and time again, so that's not an issue. It is Minnesota. They had a big, big Sunday. Bats might start waking up here. Over the last month, striking out a little over 23% of the time versus righties, hitting .254 with a .197 ISO to .107 WRC+. That's respectable. Nelson Cruz has some good career numbers off of Gio, and we've known in the past, like Dyer Work talks about it in our Slack chat, the power off of Gio comes from right-handed bats, not lefties. That's why Cruz has good numbers. Donaldson's swinging it well. He went deep on Sunday as well. So he has some options there with Minnesota, but I don't mind Gio in tournaments. I prefer Peralta over Gio, but I have no problem going to Gio if you need to. Another nice option here is Kyle Hendricks at $9,100. His eight straight quality starts. He has back-to-back six-inning performances with zero earned runs allowed. He has gone six innings or more in nine of his last 10 starts, giving up three earned runs or less in nine of those last 10 starts. He's been very, very good. The strikeouts have been slowly heating up there. Five or more Ks in three of his last four outings. Strikeouts are kind of the bugaboo with Kyle Hendricks. But against Milwaukee team, you can take advantage of that. You can out about 24.5% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .230 with a .158 ISO and 95 WRC+. So Hendricks at 91 is a very, very good option as well. In cash, if you just want to go Hendricks and Peralta, no problem with that at all. I prefer Peralta. He's my SP1. And then I go Peralta, Hendricks, Gio. That'd be my order of my top three pitching options, 9K and above. That's where I want to go is Peralta, Hendricks, Gio. Now, if you drop down here, it gets a little more interesting. You got Kenta Maeda at $7,500 going up against the Chicago White Sox. Maeda's made two starts since coming off the IL, four innings, five and a third, two earned runs, one earned, 4Ks, 7Ks. Got up to 84 pitches his last time out, though. That's outstanding. He got you 16 or more points in both starts. He's $7,500. He's checking all the box for the price tag. Question, Chicago White Sox. They're striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers over the last month, hitting .223 with only a .126 ISO and an .86 WRC+. So, Kenta Maeda looks like he maybe started to get things figured out in his rehab, and now that he's back in the bigs, that's a big plus. I think it's $7,500 on a slate where pitching's very, very, very bad. Just on those totals that I told you alone, you can tell there's a ton of offense on the slate. I think Kenta Maeda at 75 is a phenomenal, cheaper SP2 on this slate. It's going to be dicey because there's really no good cheap pitching, but Maeda very much a play at 75. A few others you can kind of throw darts at. Dee Scalfani, $7,300. He's been outstanding this year, but his two starts against the Dodgers have been bad, bad, bad. So pick your poison. Do we get the good Gio or the good Disco, or do we get the guy that the Dodgers have just teed off on time and time again? So that's a risk there. Again, I'd have Maeda over Disco. And then if you're looking to punt, Eli Morgan at 62 against the Detroit Tigers. I like Detroit as some value in this one, but if you're looking for a massive, massive punt, you can go there. He had a nice five innings, four earned 9K performance. He has five or more Ks in two straight outings, threw 71 pitches last time, so he won't go super deep in the game. And he gets Detroit to striking out 25.5% of the time versus righties. So you got that going for you, but I still rather go Maeda. Like preferably, I just want Peralta, Hendricks, Gio. If you want to sprinkle in some Bauer, fine. And then I want Maeda And then if you want to play with the other guys, you can. But really, it's just, it's Peralta, Hendricks, Gio, Maeda. I kind of want to stick in that four and make the rest work. We'll see. Maybe things change as we see lineups, as we see ownership, stuff like that. And you get that information by hanging out with me in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat or hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. But that's kind of where I'm sitting on the pitchers for now. Now let's talk bats on this slate, as there is hitting for days, as we talked about. And we'll start up top here. Salvi Perez against Garrett Richards. The Royals are one of my favorite possible contrarian stacks on the slate because Garrett Richards is absolute dog poop, especially since the sticky stuff has gone away. He's gotten worse and worse and worse. So Salvi Perez at 5K is live in this one. The Yankees will be very popular against Dylan Bundy, and for good reasons. Gary Sanchez at 47, strong play for you as well. Going below 4K, though, you get a little cheaper. Yan Gomes against Eichhoff at 38. Washington should tee off on Eichhoff. They did his last time out. Washington's been heating up. So Yan Gomes at 38 is a good catcher, especially in your Washington stacks. Max Stassi at 34 versus King. Angels are also very nice in their one. Excuse me. Sorry about that. So Max Stassi at 34 is another cheap option. If you're looking to just punt the position, you could go Maldonado at 33K versus Eshelman. You can go Jake Rogers at 29 versus Morgan. That's a punt for you as well. And then you have guys like Austin Hedges swinging it well. Maybe Rortvedt gets to start from Minnesota if you're looking to punt. There will be cheap pitchers, or catchers, I mean, that come out on this slate. But for now, if Connor Wong starts for Boston, that's a big one at 2K versus Duffy. He's a nice little prospect catcher. But for now, I'm kind of sticking in that Max Stassi and above range unless we see some other options pop up in lineups. First base position, Max Muncy versus Disco is intriguing if you're going there. But Jonathan Scope at 53, most will not pay that price for Jonathan Scope. We've seen it time and time again. The dude's crushing it. You got Morgan, you got Cleveland bullpen. Scope's a good tournament play at 5,300. But the play, like home run city time coming up, Shohei Ohtani making his appearance in the Bronx with the short porch, right? Give me Swolehead going deep on a Monday. I talk about it all the time. Bob Bradley's up to 4,900 now. He recovers. Going to Kansas City, he's 4,600. There's so much offense on this slate. St. Louis is another kind of potentially low-owned one. He got Faria making his return to the bigs for the D-backs. Goldie's starting to really get going. He's 4,500. Jared Walsh of Anaheim. If you want like a Walsh Ohtani stack, you play Ohtani in the outfield, play Walsh at first. Walsh is 44. That's got some appeal to you. If you're stacking Washington, Josh Bell at 42. He went deep on Sunday. He missed a few games due to an injury. Obviously looks healthy now. He was hitting pretty well before that too. So Josh Bell at 42. Nice little play. If you're fading Gio, you want the right-handed power. So Miguel Sano's at 39. I'm not fading Gio, but you can. There's Keston here who's heating up. Many will go flocking to him. So hopefully he continues it. I'm there. But if you're looking for value, Christian Walker is 31 versus LeBlanc. And Christian Walker is heating up, folks. He is slowly getting it going. He went 1-for-4 on Sunday. But prior to that, 2-for-4 with a home run. 2-for-4. 1-for-4 with home runs. He had 3 straight 10-plus point games. And he's basically hit safely in 2, 4, 5, 6 of his last 7. Slowly getting it going at $3,100. Gets to face Wade LeBlanc. Really, really good spot there if you're looking for some value with Christian Walker. Hunter Dozier slowly getting it going. If you want a piece of Kansas City, I know I talk about it a lot, but he is slowly getting it going, like really, really slowly. He's not one of my favorite plays by any means, but if you're looking for an uber value, he's 2,900. Like, you got to be really desperate and getting super contrarian. Let's put it that way. Second base position, Jose Altuve at 58. That's, yeah, the Astros are a great play. Now, something to talk about real quick. We talked about in the Slack chat a lot the last few days. You don't have to fade the Astros just because they're going to be the massive shock. You don't have to. You can, and that's a big, big conversation, multi-entry stuff. It makes sense. The math works. Like, if they lay a goose egg, you're ahead of like 60% of the field, all these things. Makes total sense. What you can also do, when they're in a smash spot like this, you can see who the chalky Astros are, maybe get a couple of them, and then add some less chalky Astros, and then make your other bats contrarian, which we'll talk about some contrarian looks here, but we do that. Like the other day, we went A's and Pirates, or we went Astros and Pirates, I mean, and that worked really well. Everyone was on the Astros, they went off, but we had the Pirates that went off, no one was on them, boom goes the dynamite. That's how you can still play the chalk and be successful. You don't have to go full chalk fade. I get it. Full chalk fade also works more so in mass entering. If you're doing like single entries and three maxes, you don't have to go full chalk fade. You can fade. Like, if you're facing Houston and Altuve is the chalkiest Astro at, say, 28% or something, okay, fade Altuve and get the rest. Or fade Altuve and Jordan Alvarez and get the rest. Do something like that. That's something to keep in mind when you're looking at it. But second base, Altuve is a great play. That's why he's chalky. He's 5,800. Yeah, Whit Merrifield at 56. Again, if you're stacking Kansas City, get yourself some Whit. Nathan Jonathan Scope at 53. He is live and well. If you are stacking the Dodgers, Chris Taylor at 45. People forget about him a lot. He's worth it. His price has gone down a little bit, which is pretty nice. Detroit and Cleveland are two of the contrarian angles to use with your popular stacks. Mentioned Scope, but Cleveland, Cesar Hernandez is at 4,300 bucks. He's an interesting look if you're stacking Cleveland. But I think if you're stacking Cleveland as a contrarian part to your chalky stack, you're only going two or three Cleveland Indians. So you might not go Cesar Hernandez, but he's got to think about if you are going there. Some other cheapy options here. You got Kiki Hernandez at 36 versus a lefty. We always like that. But Josh Rojas, Arizona, is a very nice one against Wade LeBlanc. Rojas is a guy that can get going in GPPs. He has 10 points or more in two of his last three. He's 3,500 bucks going up against Wade LeBlanc. He could be a very intriguing value option for you. Zach McKinstry would be low owned with the Dodgers at 3,300. He could be an intriguing option. Other than that, that doesn't really stand out. Not too much more stands out. Like Willie Castro's down here if you need to, but probably not going that way. Third base position on this wonderful, wonderful nine-game slate for you here. J-Ram at 55 is a great play if you're playing Cleveland. This is what I'm talking about. Like Cesar Hernandez, if you're going super deep, sure. If you're going minor, you want the power bats. You want the big double-digit potential guys. J-Ram obviously checks the box of Cleveland with 5,500. If you're stacking St. Louis, like Goldie, you like Arenado as well at 54. You got Devers, who had an absolute bomb off of Garrett Cole. He's 5,300. So some really good options for you in this one. Going cheaper here, Luis Urias. I'm not paying 5K against Hendricks for him, but keep an eye on him in the future. I mentioned the right-handed power versus Gio. Josh Donaldson's 4,900. So he's not coming out of discount. That's for darn sure. But Anthony Rendon is at 4,300 bucks versus King. Rendon, not the greatest of year. That's pretty simple stuff. But after going 0-for on Sunday, he had hit safely in four straight games, including a double and a home run over that stretch. So maybe he gets going. He's only 4,300 bucks if you're stacking the Angels. You have Walsh, you have Otani. If you want to go three deep, Rendon's a lower owned one in that scenario. You got Julio Urshela at 36, always a Yankee that I like because he's affordable and not as high owned. That's why I like him. You have Abraham Toro of Houston at 35, so I'm going to get a discount to maybe lower rostered as well. Harold Castro of Detroit at 27 is a nice cheapy value play, contrarian, low-owned type option. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 56 if you're stacking Washington, sure. But Lindor at 54, he's really getting it going. You got Correa at 53, all really, really good options up top. You got Bogarts at 5K as well. But give me Correa and Lindor up here if you need to go that route. Otherwise, save some cash. I think Bikraw at 45 is very intriguing versus Bauer if you want to be contrarian. I mentioned I don't mind a little Giants action, all the runs Bauer's allowing, plus the home runs Bauer's allowing. He will get his strikeouts. That's a given more often than not, but you can have some fun on the flip side here. But you have, I mentioned Bikraw going even cheaper, though. I met Rosario. Is interesting versus Manny. He's really starting to hit it. But Javi Baez is 39. If you are trying to be contrarian versus Peralta, which I'm not tonight, but if you are, Baez at 39 with deep on Sunday. He's a boomer bust guy, so he's perfect for a GPP. He's definitely a GPP type guy, and he's down to $3,900, which is a nice price point for you as well. Other than that, not a ton of value at shortstop right out the gate that stands out. Let's head to the outfield with all the pitching that stinks today. You'll have tons of bats like Soto, 6K. Stanton will be popular at 59. You got Jordan at 58. These are all very, very popular plays. Whit Merrifield at 56 is a good look for you. Mookie Betts is heating up. He's 55. So these are guys that all go in your stacks. Like if you're stacking these teams up, you do it unless they're super chalky and you want to be contrarian. Yes. Like Aaron Judge at 53. But Shohei at 5K, love it. Love it, love it. If you're fading Bauer, Yastrzemski at 48 on the table. Schwarber's still cheap. He's 4,700 bucks. He's got two home runs in his career off Eichhoff. You keep rolling Schwarbs out there at 47. That's a nice tournament-type play. Nelly Cruz, he's had a couple career home runs off of Gio. Mentioned right-handed power versus Gio. Cruz went deep on Sunday. He's 4,500 if you want to be contrarian in that respect. Like the more I look at the White Sox, I love Gio. Like I almost want like a Donaldson, Cruz, maybe find one other twin just to be – like that would be super contrarian. That would. They're expensive, a little expensive. Most don't attack Gio. That's an angle. That's an angle you can go with for sure. So something to keep in mind when you're seeing lineups and building lineups on Monday to look at. A few others as you get down there. Kyle Tucker's only 44. He's in place. So is Brantley at 43. He's always cheap. Those two always stay way too cheap. Verdugo, if you're stacking Boston, it's lefty. He's just fine. He's 4,200. Something to keep on your radar. Jock Jams is another tournament type play. Like I mentioned, Javi Baez. Jock Jams is only 41. Like I'm not looking at a full stack Chicago. Most I would do is a three-man, but if you want to go one off here or there, do the guys who got that home run, the double dong upside. That's what you want in those one-offs, because that's another way to be contrarian. No one's going to play Chicago at all. So if you make even just one or two Cubs in your lineup, they could put goose eggs up because Peralta's filthy. But maybe Peralta only goes six innings. You get three innings of Brewer's bullpen, and one of them's not Hader or Williams, and you get some, like, there's lots of angles in baseball. So it's just, that's how you be contrarian. You don't have to fade all the chalk all the time. Eddie Rosario at 4K is a really nice piece of that Cleveland action. He's slowly heating up here, hitting 300 over his last 10 games, almost averaging 10 points over his last 10 games. He has 12 or more points in two of his last three. He's got a 10-plus game hitting streak heading into Monday, and he's got double-digit fantasy points in five of his last 10 games. So he's 4K, really starting to get it going. Enjoy that value while you got it. Cedric Mullins at 4K against Greinke. Always love attacking Greinke if you need to. There's so many good spots on this slate. I don't think you have to be too contrarian to attack Greinke, but I can definitely see the angle. Like Lamont Wade Jr. leading off for the Giants at 39. Phenomenal tournament play. Bellinger's only $3,900. I know in the chat here, Sean V mentioned it. It's really, really crazy, but $3,900 is way too cheap. Way too cheap for Cody Bellinger as he's come off the IL of three straight games over double-digit fantasy points. You got to love what Belly Bombs is doing. He's $3,900 against Disco. That's a phenomenal price. It's like a really, really good price on this slate. A few others, like Conforto's getting it going after coming off the IL. He's $3,800. He's a good value. Tyler O'Neill in a tournament at 36 against Faria. If somebody can look at, same with Dylan Carlson at 35. If you're going Cardinals, you got Carlson, you got Goldie, you got Arenado, you got O'Neill, all very affordable too. So something to keep in mind. See where Alex Dickerson's hitting in the Giants lineup. He's 35. Just beware with all the platoons. Like Wade, knock on wood, has not got platooned out. But Dickerson the other night even got pulled in rough pinch hit form. So there's a lot of that that goes on in that lineup. So beware with the Giants. There's only a few guys that kind of like Crawford and so like Posey and those guys, they're not going to pinch it for very often. Going below Dickerson at 35, like Kirilov at 34 is always intriguing to me. I don't mind him. Jake Lamb at 33, probably not going there, but McKinstry, I mentioned him at 33. I like that. Another Cleveland cheapie is Harold Ramirez at 33. Very, very affordable. AJ Pollock's only 32. Brett Gardner's only 32. Brett Gardner's not good, but he's super cheap if you're fading Dylan Bundy and you want to be different in your Yankee stack. That's your guy. Robbie Grossman's only 32. So as always, we have discounts. Keep an eye on the Mets lineup. Brandon Nimmo's supposed to get activated any day. He's 31 against Espino and the Nationals bullpen game. Obviously, got to kill Badu, who's been leading off. He's only 3K versus Morgan. That's stupid cheap. So lots of value in the outfield to make other bats affordable on this slate. A few more for you. Like Santander's 28. Duggar's only 27 for the Giants. He's one of the guys that has not gotten pinch hit for a lot lately. He's got power and speed. So he also strikes out like 40% of the time. So beware of that one. Ryan O'Hearn's $3,200. He's affordable. Lots of value. Lots of Newt Barr at 23 is a super punt against Faria. Used him a lot lately as a punt play. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of ways to go. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Top three guys, 9K and above, goes Peralta, Hendricks, Gio. You can sprinkle in Bauer if you want. My punt, or my SP2, Maeda at 75. Really don't like much else. You can sprinkle in Disco. You can look at Morgan. I don't really want to do anybody, like my main four guys. It's Peralta, Hendricks, Gio, Maeda. That's where I'm looking. The top stacks, Houston is outstanding. Going to be chalk. Going to be very, very chalk. I like mixing in Kansas City, Detroit, Cleveland, and Arizona, St. Louis. Those five are ones I like to mix in. People are going to want me to rate those out for them. Kansas City against Gary Richards, I like a lot. Then I'd go Cleveland, Arizona, St. Louis, Detroit. And then again, you can make arguments for, obviously, the Dodgers are going to be chalky. Dodgers and Astros will be chalky with the Yankees. Those are your three chalks. You can mix and match almost everything else. So that's how you be different. That simple. If you have any further questions, hit me up on Twitter. @BDIntro could join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat for all the good stuff out there. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Also, go check out Prize Picks, guys. Told you about the $1 million contest they have going on. Sign up for the first time using promo code Bubba and make your first deposit. They do a deposit match up to $100 for the first time if you are already and that'll get you an entry into the $1 million tournament, which is all the people win prizes. You have to make five picks, simple stuff. It was at the beginning of the show. Read all that. I will tweet it out as well. And if you already are a member, refer a friend, and you'll get a job in the or a spot in this $1 million deal. So go check out Prize Picks and get all the good stuff there. But for now, everybody, this was a fun one. Your Monday Quick Hits is in the books. We'll be back with you guys on Tuesday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 28th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.